Praise God. I like you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read from verses 17 through 18. Is it okay, the mic? Okay, right? Okay, a little, look at me please. A little background. A short message, if the time permit, there'll be one testimony, and then Ding will come and present the accounts. Ding? She's reading. Okay? Now, let me just give you a background to this scripture. Now, Paul writes this letter from Rome in a prison. Right? In a prison. Everybody know the book of Philippians is what? What's the title? What's the theme of the book of Philippians? It's what? It's joy. Everybody say joy. Now, he writes from the prison about joy. Right? Philippians, the fourth chapter. Just hear me, please. He writes about joy. Two themes outstanding in the book of Philippians. Number one is joy. He writes from the prison in Rome in his second missionary journey. He writes Philippians 4 and verse 4. He says, rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Rejoice. He said, rejoice always, right? And then he goes on to say, let your gentleness be known to all men because the Lord's coming is at hand, right? And then he goes on to say what? Verse 6, familiar scripture. What is verse 6? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, right? And the second theme of the book of Philippians is what? How many of you know what it is? Through Christ Jesus. You know, really, seriously, through Christ Jesus. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 13, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Right? And he writes, and then he writes to the Philippians out of his gratitude and affection. And he tells them, twice you sent support to me. And he says, twice when I was in distress, you sent me help. You sent me help, not out of your generosity, not out of your plentifulness, not out of your abundance. You sent me help out of your need. Are you here with me or not? And this is really missions giving. Say missions giving. And then it's beautiful. You know, I've never preached this before. And when I saw the scripture, wow. And then he labels. Everybody say labels. Now look at me, please. He labels this giving as what God would define this giving. He says, your giving, maybe it's natural finances, but in the sight of God, number one, it is a sweet smelling aroma. It's the Old Testament terminology, right? When we offer sacrifices to God, and God is so delighted by this sacrifice because it is a sweet smelling aroma. Can somebody say amen, please? Are you here with me or not? My neighbor, you know, my neighbor fries the fat, lard. What do you call fat, right? Lard, but what to say in English? After the thing, frying lard, the comic. Lada, okay. And you can smell. It'll come from their kitchen into my kitchen and then to our living room. You know? And it is a pleasant smell. You know, if you're from Penang, it's a pleasant smell. Penang people like to eat this fat, you know. And you know what? Sweet aroma. He says it is a sweet smelling aroma to God. Not to him. He can't smell money, you know. And then number two, he says this. Your missions giving the Philippians, it is an acceptable. Say acceptable. sacrifice is an acceptable sacrifice to God. You know, God looks at your offering, number one, as a sweet smelling aroma. Number two, an acceptable sacrifice. Why sacrifice? They gave out of their need. You know, Calvary City Church, the last 2 years has been very difficult to a lot of people. Very difficult for a lot of people. We have gone through the famine of finance. The prices have gone up. You know, prices have gone up no less than 7 ringgit for a bowl of wonton mee. You know, no less than that. You know, and some places 7.50, some places 8 ringgit, prices have gone up. We ask them why? Because the labor supply is short. I have to pay the laborer more money, you know. And in despite of this famine of finance, you have given, praise God. And I want you to put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Can you imagine, you almost touched, the last 6 months, you almost touched 200,000. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus a glory. 200,000. And Ding will come and say, I'll give you the Antichrist number, 66%. 66, right? Okay, I can't hear. Is it 66? I think so. Okay, never mind. And you know, you have done well. We give out of our need, we give. And then, number three, I like this. He tells the Philippians in encouraging them, your give, God looks at as what? How many of you know what's the third one? Sweet smelling aroma, acceptable sacrifice. Number three is what? Well-pleasing. Well-pleasing in the sight of God. Are you here with me or not? And then he encourages them. And then out of this three dynamic name calling of the missions offering, then he gives a powerful promise that today we still claim that promise. What is that promise? Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. He says, my God will supply your need. Why need? Because they gave out a sacrifice. My God will supply your needs, not according to your need, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Come on. Come on. Somebody give Jesus the glory. Come on. Somebody give Jesus the glory. Now that's the truth of the matter for every Christian who wants a financial breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. It is here. It is here. Because you gave out of your need. Because when others did not give, you saw and you became sensitive to my need. And you gave. And because you give, God will supply your need, not according to your needs, but according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Is that wonderful? Are you ready to read the scriptures? Okay, let's read. I think I already preached everything already. Didn't come to the front, Ding? No, not yet, not yet, not yet. See how submissive she is, huh? Come means come, okay? Okay, let's see. Philippians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. And I like this, no? Not that Paul says, after saying all the things that he need to say, he says in verse 17, not that I seek the give. Okay? I've learned to live in abundance. I've learned to live in lack. Right? Philippians chapter 4 verse 12 before the 13. And he says, not that I seek the give, but I seek. Look at this. Look at Paul's generous heart. But I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. What do you understand from there? Paul says, now that you have given, I'm not seeking your gift, but I am looking forward to see the fruit that will abound to your account. What does it mean? You know, what does it mean? You have triggered something in your life. You know, that what is it? Paul tells us here that you will be multiplied. In blessings, you will be blessed. In multiplication, you will be multiplied. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 25 tells us, a generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered. Glory to God. Real generosity is when you have one ringgit and you have to give 90 cents out, 10 cents back. That's real generosity. Come on, are you here with me? Not taking out of your abundance and giving. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then he goes on to say, indeed, he says this, indeed, I have all and abound. I have all and I abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, even though your gift is not much. You read the previous scriptures, you know. But I am so thankful. I'm so thankful. And then he says, things that you send from you, a sweet smelling aroma. That's missions giving. And then he says, an acceptable sacrifice. Cain and Abel brought sacrifices to God, but only Abel's sacrifice was acceptable. Why? Okay, let's move on. Well-pleasing to God. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? I entitled this short message for the next couple of minutes, Missions Giving is Special. Missions giving is special. Don't worry, I'm not taking a pledge from you. Okay? Pledge all gone. You need to just get your heart ready, that's all. Missions giving is special. Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38, he said, give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will be poured into your bosom. To the measure with which you measure, the same measure will be given back to you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Why is it so special? I already told you, I gave you the summary. Number one, it's a sweet smelling aroma. Your missions giving, number one, triggers the delightfulness of God. Come on, say delightfulness. It triggers the delightfulness of God, you know? And you know what, friends? Whenever people are involved in missions, and whenever missions results in winning souls, it brings joy to God in heaven. Okay, how do I know this? How many of you know where this is found? In Luke, the 15th chapter, there are three parables that are found. What are these three parables? Number one, it's what? The lost sheep. Everybody say lost sheep. Hopefully we are not lost sheep, okay? Right? We're the Lord's sheep, okay? Not lost sheep. Number two, the lost coin. Not Bitcoin, the lost coin. Okay, number three, the prodigal son, the lost son. Now, look at this. There's one thing that's so consistent in all these three parables. What is it? When the lost was found, there was rejoicing. Yeah, that's the heart attitude of God. You know, when you gave your heart to Jesus, it was like a born-again experience for you, but there was rejoicing in heaven. Yeah, look at the ship. This man had 99 came back. One got lost in the highway and the byways. And he goes and finds them and brings them and puts it on the shoulder and calls the neighbors and tells them, come, that which is lost is found. Rejoice together. Merry make with me. Likewise, one soul saved. The angels in heaven rejoices. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. That's why missions giving is a sweet smelling aroma. And the 10 coins, 9 were found, 1 was lost. Here this lady lights the oil lamp and sweeps here, sweeps there, and finds the lost coin. And the minute she finds, nobody knows it's lost. She goes out and calls the neighbor and tells everybody how she has been so callous. She lost the coin. Now it's found. Let's rejoice together. Likewise, one soul saved. Heaven rejoices. Glory to God. the hosts of angels. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Likewise, when the prodigal son came back, the father was waiting, hope upon hope, that the son would come back. As soon as the son came back, he put on a new robe and a ring and a new sandal and told the servant, go and find some fat pig and cut the pig, fry the pig, bring the lot and feed. You know what I mean? And that was merrymaking. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's missions giving. Okay? Today, if you have purpose in your heart to give, I want you to know it's a sweet smelling aroma to God. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. You know, doesn't matter the amount. Doesn't matter the amount. It doesn't matter. It has to be something that you purpose in your heart that you want to give to God. Are you here with me? Nobody's asking you to meet the budget. You know? No. You just made what God speaks to you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number two, it is a well acceptable sacrifice. Well acceptable, not just acceptable. You know, friends, number two, your missions giving, unlike all other giving, you know, your offerings, your tithes, your missions giving triggers a sacrifice on your part. Can somebody say amen, please? You know, for years after paying my tithes, after giving my offerings every week, you know, I also set aside, you know, a sum for missions giving. Seriously, I cannot be asking you to give and I don't give. You know, one day God will just whack me somewhere along the line. I'll gonna boom. You know, and you know what? But I have never had any lack. No way. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Okay, a short testimony, okay? I was ministering in KL in a healing meeting. And after that, I was conducting a wedding. And then, because I'm there, I have to speak to this particular church. And this church, before I went up to preach, there was a short sermon on giving. On giving, you know? Short sermon on giving, you know? And somehow I realized they may not be financially as good as we are, you know? I thought. And I felt the Holy Spirit said, you don't touch the offering. The Holy Spirit clearly told me, no? And after the service, everything over, of course, this man of God comes and gives me an envelope. And this is our token of appreciation. And then I took the envelope and I said, you don't be offended. I'm going to redirect this to your missions. I'm going to redirect, and I just wrote their missions giving from Calvary City Church. Okay, give it to him. Because I'm paid by this church, you know, payroll. Payroll. They pay and roll us, okay? That's why it's called payroll, no? Roll. Okay, anyway, now, lo and behold, after I gave that away, I had no need actually, really. I've been so blessed. Now I cannot complain. If I tell you I got a need, only one need I have, if you can help me. Captain, I need more anointing. If you can help me, help me. Otherwise, don't bother. Captain. You know what? And came back less than 10 days, huh? Less than 10 days, or maybe a bit more. I received more than 6 times of what I give. Jokes aside, 6 times more than what I receive. Okay? Now, that's what happens, you know. If you want to heal your finances, don't go for any seminars that will teach you how to get rich quick. Chapat kaya, chapat koya. You know what chapat kaya? You know koya, right? Come on. Many, even today, many koya, you know? So, learn to give to God. Serious. Learn to honor God in your giving. In giving, you establish the lordship of Jesus over your finance. Jokes aside, And it triggers in sacrifice. And there's power in sacrifice. There's power. You know, Christ-centered power in sacrifice. Come, my brother, come. A short testimony.
Good evening, church. Just a short testimony of trusting the Lord in finances. So I actually always taught this to the young people, you know, in the youth. I always tell them that when you give unto the Lord, especially in terms of your finances, your tithes, make sure that you give more than your 10%. Okay, this is what I always taught them, because this is what I've taught as well. Because 10% always belongs to the Lord. That is what God has blessed us with. So therefore, we give unto the Lord the 10%, right? So therefore, when we give the 10%, that 10% belongs to Him. But when we give more than 10%, that comes from us. That comes from our desire to say, Lord, I believe that my finances comes from You. And therefore, I trust You with my finances, and I'm going to give You even more than You have blessed me. Amen? So there was this one time, you know, there was also a mission pledge. And you know, since I was young, you know, I was taught that, okay, I need to give more than 10%, you know, of course, offering as well on every single week. But then there was mission giving. When it comes to mission giving, you know, it's always about trusting the Lord. It's always about hearing what God has to say, you know, how much to give. So that day, you know, when Pastor made the pledge and say, you know, it's time to give our mission pledge. So I was thinking in my mind, okay, I should give this certain amount. And that day, the Lord, I heard the Lord clearly, okay, clearly, and He said, I want you to give 10 times even more of that amount. And I was in the back of my mind, even though I'm so certain in my heart, it's the Holy Spirit in the back of my mind. I say, Satan, you better stop talking to me. You know, but the Lord, I clearly knew that the Lord told me, I want you to give 10 times even more. And I trusted the Lord. And it was only the first week of the month. And I said, God, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to eat. But Lord, I'm going to do it. Because I believe that God, You love a cheerful giver. And You love a person and a son that is obedient. So therefore, I obeyed God. And I said, Lord, 10 times it is. And I trusted Him, you know. And of course, I was thinking every single day after I pledged and I gave every single, God, how am I going to eat? You know, I don't know how to survive for the next 3 weeks. And I remember the Lord told me it's a 1 month pledge. So it's a one whole sum together, you know. So I was thinking, God, You're not giving me a break, you know. So in the 3 weeks left, I do not know how am I going to survive. But every single day, church, I want to encourage you, every single day, every single meal, I had no idea where the finances come from. I had no idea how the food was provided. But God never failed me. God never failed in showing up. Every single meal, God provided. And not, it's not some everyday eat chicken rice, you know, everyday eat chafan, that kind of thing, you know. Sometimes, like, God even blessed me beyond than what I can imagine. And throughout the entire month, I saw the goodness and the faithfulness of God, you know, throughout every single meal, throughout every single day. And of course, I gave my mission pledge. And by the end of the month, how many of you know that giving is not an obligation? Giving unto God is a pleasure. Amen? So therefore, at the end of the month, I said, Lord, I've done my part. I obeyed You. And on that day, of the last day of the month, somebody bang into me a 4-digit amount and bless me. And I'll tell you, church, let's give glory to God. Because when you trust Him, He will come true for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When they give, they share. When they receive, they don't share. See, like when they give, they share. Like, I give. But when they receive, very quietly. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Okay, so it triggers sacrifice. Say sacrifice. And every time when we sacrifice, we inherit Christ-likeness in our lives. You know, John the 12th chapter, verse 24 says, unless a wheat of corn falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it produces much life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, and then it also, we read in Matthew the 16th chapter, verse 24, 25, 26. Jesus said, whoever wants to follow me, that whoever wants desire to come after me, let him deny himself, carry the cross, and follow me. And he who gains, keeps his life, will lose it, right? You lose it to the world, lose it to the devil who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he who loses his life will gain it back in righteousness, in grace, and in mercy. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. So therefore, it triggers sacrifice that we will live as a disciple in the power of Christ. Come on, somebody say amen, please. May not be necessary just the finances. It can be any area of our life we'll have a breakthrough. Come on, is that wonderful? Number three, Paul says, your missions giving, God looks at it as one that's well-pleasing. Everybody say well-pleasing. Well-pleasing in the sight of God. You know, friends, obedience always pleases God. Obedience always pleases God. Whether it's a small thing or big thing, obedience always brings the pleasure of God. You know, friends, Jesus in Mark chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, he had to submit to the baptism of repentance through John the Baptist. He goes into the water. The Son of God, the creator of heaven and earth, subjects himself to John the Baptist, the disciple, in obeying the repentance unto water baptism. Is repentant what? Repentance, right? And he comes out of the water, heavens open up, and here there's a voice that loud and clear speaks after the Spirit of God descends upon him, and he says what? This is my Son in whom I am what? Well pleased. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. So missions giving is gently and quietly obeying the prompting of God that's inside of your heart. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Number one, missions giving is a sweet smelling aroma to God. Number two, missions giving is a well accepted sacrifice to God. Number three, missions giving is well pleasing in the sight of God. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, we're going to show you a short video, but before that, I'm going to ask the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, to just come and give us a shorter testimony, because you won't be here tomorrow.
Hi, good evening, guys. Now let me share a bit of my the testimony on giving. So now PKK currently we have 420 plus residents, and many more are coming in every day. Okay, so now who are these people? They are homeless. There are people from the street, the wounded one, the forsaken, the forgotten one. You know, just imagine every day when you drive past the town area and you see people from the streets. These are the people who we are rapidly going after. So because we want to share the love of God, we want to help them. A lot of them are actually homeless, and some of them are actually addicts. Okay? Now, you talk about giving, I actually not very sure, maybe like many of you, where the money actually goes to. So when I get involved in PKK, then I get to see like every cent makes sense. You get what I mean? So every accounts, you know, I have to read accounts. My admin have to give me a lot of reports and looking at the figures and looking at all the money I very well spent on PKK, on at homes and every residence of them. So recently, I mean, we have been practicing this one, and recently, Pastor and I, Pastor Boy and myself and Joshua, we rapidly go to the street and looking for people. And when we ask them, when we approach them, when they're willing to come to stay, we are not worried, because we know that God provides, and because of your giving, and we are not worried that we can give them the best. So when it comes to the home, you know, like prodigal son, we give them the best. You know, we clothe them, we soap them, we give them the best. Not sabun, not some soap, okay? We give them shampoo, good one. And we give them thick mattress to stay, you know, all the good clothings, okay? So the 7S in PKK, soap, shelter, salvation, success, spirituality, sustainability. All this cannot do without your giving. So every sense that you have been given to the mission, it makes sense to PKK, the organization. Okay, so in sowing into the kingdom, we reap by seeing them having a chance to know about this Savior, to to receive salvation and a chance to see their life turn around, okay? And to be able to experience the love of God and in the comfortable environment that provided by PKK. So if you look at Athens, I was like that 20 years back. So because of the giving, because of pastor's vision in giving, I'm very blessed and who I am today. You see that? So yeah, thank you for your giving. And in presence of PKK, I just want to say thank you. Yep.
Thank you. Come on, let
me hear. Amen. The seven values of PKK. Number one, salvation. Sorry. Number one, soap. Sorry, soup. Makan dulu. Soup. Then soap. Shelter. Salvation. Then spirituality. You know, spirituality. Right? And then, success. Bring them out of the poverty mentality, the social ill mentality, and sustainability. Sustain. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. Now, I'm going to show you a short video before Ding comes. It's a 4 minutes video. Sit back and take out your kwachi packet and start eating kwachi. No, don't do that, okay? Project Rohingyas, absolutely Muslim. We're trying to bring Jesus to them. The school every day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? 3 days, huh? I heard some of these guys bully the teachers, huh? These guys all can be easily bullied. They do not just teach, but they also provide provision. And the place gets flooded, the hub will become the place of their shelter. You know, they have got enough mattresses because the area where they live is a flood prone. This is our missions arm. TA needs your support. You have well supported PKK. Now we're asking you to consider TA-ing. I think they're in about 11 nations right now. In Nepal, they have just built a hub. I think that's not shown here, a new one. Pondicherry, Trichy, Timor-Leste. This is Orang Asli youth, children. I think this is Slim River, I think. Of course, this is what Athens has been talking about. This is all Pastor Boy's friends. This is our healing center. A lot of them on wheelchair. That's our Tamil center. This is a BM center. This is Tamil Center. Our chicken price didn't go up, okay? Kampung chicken. If you need chicken, just get in touch with Pastor Boy or Athens. Thank you for your giving. Okay, thank you. Now, we have the lights on. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you for the generous giving of the different individuals, both watching online as well as the physical service. If it's not their giving, if it's not your grace, we wouldn't have survived this last 30 years, dear Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Ding, all to you right now.
All right, I'll present to you the missions financial report from January to June 2022. We budgeted 300,000. We collected 198,629. And this is 66.21% of the budgeted amount. PKK received 86,140. Orang Asli Slim River, 21,000. Orang Asli Johor, 24,000. Vietnamese Ministry Support received 23,784. Prayer Tower, 12,000. Nepalese Ministry and others, 7,500. And Rohingya Ministry, 15,000. So there's a subtotal of 189,424. Okay. TA, or Transformation Welfare Society, received 20,000. So the total amount that went out was 209,424. So for the 6 months, we had a shortfall of 10,795. But the balance brought forward from last year was 29,797. So we still have 19,002 ringgit to bring forward. Yeah, as long as they see got money, pastor very happy, you know. Okay, what's our budget going to look like for the next 6 months, all right? Pastor, this is payback time, okay? You always kacau me. Pusat Kebajikan Calvary will receive 60,000. That's our budget, okay? Orang Asli Slim River, we are maintaining 21,000. Orang Asli Johor, we maintain 24,000. And Vietnamese Ministry Support, 12,000. So local outreach support is 7,500. This mainly goes to pay for the traveling allowance for Dr. Charles, right? And okay. Then Prayer Tower will receive 12,000. Rohingya Ministry Project will receive 15,000. And we are also supporting an itinerant pastor. He's got no income at all. So pastor is very burdened for him. So we are setting aside 9,000 for him, right? TA will receive, prayerfully, 139,500. So the total missions budget will remain at 300,000. All right. Why I brought this envelope up is because before I talk about online, now we are already collecting the offering. Now, at the back of the counter there, you'll see an envelope. I'm sure you're all familiar with this. Now, if you're giving physically here, just tick the box that says Mission Faith Pledge, although we are not collecting pledge, and put the amount. Then you can put tithes and your missions pledge in one envelope. All right? Drop it in the offering bag. And if you are really giving for PKK, please indicate your full name, IC name, okay? Don't give me Jason Tan. I mean, your Chinese name is different. Your IC number and your phone number, in case we need to seek clarification, okay? Yes, it's for tax exemption. All right, I'll go to tax exemption later. So giving to missions online. Now, we've given you some new account numbers under Calvary Community Church. Please bank in to those accounts. And your reference will be JB English. Because we have many, many outreaches in Calvary, and we're all using the same one bank account. Of course, now I've got an additional bank account for missions. Okay, then for cash deposit or ATM transfer, please WhatsApp the bank in slip to me. Right? If you're giving to PKK, same thing, you can also bank in online. If you need the bank account number, you can call me. And then your recipient reference will be JBE Missions again. And you can WhatsApp the bank details to me. Now, some of you who are not attending physical service, please also give us your address so we can send the tax receipt to you. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you so much for generously giving towards our missions. God bless you.
Thank you. So you notice we cut our budget according to our what we receive. Okay. Now stand to your feet. Now those of you who want to stay back, what happened to the worship team? Huh? Went to India, is it? Okay. Now those of you who want to stay back and fellowship, the hospitality corner is open. Okay. You can sit down, fellowship, and a cup of coffee, I think. I don't know what they have. And those of you who need to be prayed for, the altar is open. I want you to just lift up your hands to Jesus, wherever you are. We're going to just pray for you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Just 2 more minutes. Where's the worship leader? Okay, never mind. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, thank you for your generosity. Even as we would go back from this place with an amount in our heart that the Holy Spirit has spoken to us in giving to missions. Father, we thank you that you have been faithful. And I pray for all those who have purpose in their heart to give, return to them 1,000-fold. Help them to know their give towards mission is sweet smelling aroma, a well accepted sacrifice, and well pleasing in the sight of God. And if that takes place, Lord, the promise that will kick in into their life is Philippians 4:19. And Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply all your needs, not according to your needs, according to the riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The generosity of God will be kicked into them, into their finances, dear Father. And I pray for those online and those who are physical, bless them financially as your hands are lifted up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare you are blessed. I declare you are healed. I declare you are the head and not the tail. I declare you are meant to go forward and not backward. You are people of destiny and hope and purpose. And I speak this into their life. For some reason, they have got some kind of delay. I declare, dear Father, the season of acceleration will kick in. Bless them. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. With this, the service is over. Have a good one.